Okay, today is Daf Nun, 50th lot of Masechta Bava Kama. We're on Mem Tesamid Beis. Believe it or not, this Mishnah is a brand new topic. We are now on to the topic of Bor, Pit, one of the four mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Like right in the middle of this parak, it starts off with Bor. I don't know why, but here we go, Bor. Now, of course, like all, like Rebbe Huda Hanasi Kedarko Bakodesh, starts a Mishnah with a detail. Hachofer bor b'rishut ha-yachid, u'pitzcho l'rishut ha-rabim. You dig a bor b'rishut ha-yachid, but the entrance is in rishut ha-rabim. How's that even possible? How can you dig a bor b'rishut ha-yachid, but the entrance to the bor is in rishut ha-rabim? So the Meiri says, very simple, you're digging on a slope. You dug it in a slope, but the entrance, right, it's a tunnel, like a tunnel. You're in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the entrance in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Very unusual. Rashi says, look at Rashi, the first Rashi. The kol shkein, and for sure, im chafar be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or pitzchol Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Of course, if the entrance is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the hole is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Which, by the way, that's the next Mishnah. Right? The Marsha says that Rashi was just, what Rashi means to say is that the obvious case gets a Mishnah by itself. Okay. So if you dig a pit where the main hole of the cavity is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but the entrance is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or the other way around. Oh, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim upitzchol Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? Same thing, it's a slope. Or Rosh Hashanah Yachid upitzchol Rosh Hashanah Yachid acher, or you dig Rosh Hashanah Yachid in one Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the entrance is in a different Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? You have to always imagine how that could be possible. All these cases, chayev yachayev. Okay? All these cases, you're chayev, why? To make a difference. It's a difference. Chayev. Now, we're going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And then a machlokas, how do we explain that machlokas? Okay? So here we go. So the rule is, if it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you could say, what are you doing in my property? Why am I chayev? You're in my property. So we're going to be talking about a case where you're mafkir the property. It was my property. Then I mafkir it. So now that anybody, right? Bar is one of those things where you're chayev even if you mafkir it. I dig a pit in Rosh Hashanah. I don't own Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim belongs to the public. So if I dig a pit, if I put a banana peel in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, why am I chayev? It's not my property. No, you're charged as if it's yours. Right? So too, I dig a pit in my backyard, and then I mafkir the backyard. It was once upon a time mine. Right? We're going to see, you mafkir the yard, even though you're not mafkir the bor. Doesn't make a difference, you're still chayev. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa. Hachofer bor b'rishut ha-yachid. If somebody digs a pit in Rishut ha-yachid, upischo l'rishut ha-rabim, and the entrance is in Rishut ha-rabim, again, it's on a slope, chayev, you're chayev. Not only are you chayev, zehu bor ha-omer b'torah. That's the classic case of bor, it says in the Torah. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Hamafkir Rishuso. You mafkir your Rishus. In other words, he's very unclear what he means. You mafkir your Rishus, but v'lo hifkir boro, but you're not mafkir the bar. Zehu bar Omer b'Torah. That's the bar that says in the Torah. Okay? Very cryptic statement. Now we're going to have a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista, what they meant. Omer Rabba, here's where Rabba comes along. Bar b'rishus ha-rabim. If the bar is in public property, it's in the street. You go ahead and you dig a pit in the street. Kuli amar lo pligi de mechayev. Everybody agrees you're chayev. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both hold you are chayev. My time of why? Amar kra, because the Torah says ki yiftach v'chi yichra. If you open and if you dig. Im al psicha chayev. If I go over and I open up the sewer, take off the sewer cover. The pit's already there. Sewer's already there. All I did was take off the lid. Im al psicha chayiv al kriya lo kolshkein. So for sure I'm chayiv, I go ahead and dig a pit. I bring a crane and I dig a pit in the street. For sure I'm chayiv for that. If I'm chayiv for the lesser act of opening up, just taking off the cover, I'm for sure chayiv for digging it. So then why does it say both? So the Gemara says, Ella sha'al iske psicha va'al iske kriya. Bolo. The pasuk is coming to tell me I'm chayiv for the involvement in opening and the involvement in digging, meaning it's not even my property. It's not even mine. Where is it? It's out in the street. Everybody holds Yechayah for that. Lo nechelku, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Lo nechelku, ella, bibor birushuso, a bor in rishus ha yachid. Rabbi Akiva savar, Rabbi Akiva holds, bor birushuso, nami chayiv, you also chayiv on that. You also chayiv on that. The chsev, because it says, bal habor, the owner of the pit. Bibor de isle bailiv, a pit that has an owner. Right? Black and white. Come Rachmana, the Torah is coming to tell me. Rabbi Yishmael Savar. Rabbi Yishmael says, no. It means Baal HaTakala. The owner, the one who, right, we say Baal doesn't mean the owner always. Right? Baal Shachris. That means the owner of Shachris. The guy who's involved with Shachris. The Baal HaTakala. The guy who's involved with the accident. Does that mean that Yechayim from Rishos Yachid? Absolutely not. Right? Why? Because he could say, what are you doing in my property? Now, right. Fine. So far, so good? Okay. Ella, now, Maize Bar, Ha'amar Batorah, Dekamar Rabbi Akiva. Now, what does Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, this is the bar of the Torah? What do you mean by that? This is the bar. What do you mean by that? They both said it. So now we're asking, what does Rabbi Akiva mean by that? What he meant was, Zebar, Shepasach Bahakas of Tchila, Litashlumen. This is the bar that, this is the bar when it says in the Torah, Baal Habor Yishalim, Baal Habor Yishalim. The Baal Habor, the owner of a pit, even Rosh Hashanah, even if it's private property that the guy owns, Yishalim, you still have to pay. That's Rabbi Akiva's Shita. That's a Baal Habor Yishalim. Right? Baal Habor, the owner of the pit, meaning it's in private property. Of course in public property, Yechayiv. That's learned out, it's the same Pasuk. It's a different Pasuk, actually. The Pasuk says in, it's in this week's Parsha, of course, there's two Pesukim about Bor. It says, Ki Yiftach Ish Bor, O Ki Yichva Ish Bor, V'lo Yichesenu, you don't cover it, V'lo Yifal Shama Shama Chamar. Somebody falls in there. What does the next Pasuk say? Baal Habor Yishalim. What's that referring to? That's the classic bar. The Torah says it. Balabor, it's not a Joshua, it's not a Kavachom, it's not a Limud. The Torah says Balabor Yishalim. That's the classic bar in the Torah, private property. For Yosef Amar, I'm sorry, I said.
Why do we need that at all? We already have the harsher one before.
No. That's in public property. Kiyiftach Ishbar, Vichiyichwa Ishbar, that's in public property. What? No. I can say, what are you doing in my property? What are you doing here? Says Rabbi Akiva, no, you're chayiv. So you're gonna have to. It's not easy because you have to say that he's masker. You have to be masker of the property. Yeah. Otherwise, you're right. What are you doing in my property? I can do whatever I want in my backyard. What are you doing here? You fell on my banana peel in my backyard. Why should I be chayiv for that? Says Rabbi Akiva, balabo yishalim. That's exactly what the Torah means to say. Balabo yishalim. You're chayiv for the banana peel in my backyard, private property. Us, it must be your masker. What? Because you're not masker the bar. You're not masker the bar, you're only masker the property.
How's that happen?
What?
I don't know. We just went before.
Right, I don't know.
You go into somebody else's property and the shark gores you and all sorts of things happen. It's the same example. You go into somebody else's property without the guy's permission.
Right.
Unless it's talking about that you have permission from the guy to walk inside.
We're not talking about permission. We're talking about masker. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, even if you're masker, you're still potter. That's a chiddush. According to Rabba, by the way, I said before it's Rabba and Rav Chista. It's not. It's Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. What?
It can only be in the
Rishus Rabba. Right. It can only be in the Rishus Rabba. It's in my Rishus and I'm masker it. Not even mafka the bar, but it's mafka the property. He's still putter. Why? It doesn't apply to Rishus Yachid. It's not mine anymore. It doesn't make a difference. Now, Rabbi Yosef Amar, the exact opposite. Bar Rishus Yachid, if the bar is in private property, Kuli Amala Pligid Machayev. Everyone holds Yachayev. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Yachayev. My time of why? Bala Bar, Marachmana. It says Bala Bar. Bar to Islay Bailam. The bar that has Bailam Askinan. Ki Pligi, what's the machlokas? Bar Bershus Rabbim, a public bar. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Bar Bershus Rabbim, Nami Chayev. Says Rabbi Shmuel, of course it's chayev for that. Tichsev, ki yiftach b'chiyichra. Im al ha-tzicha chayev al kriya lo kolshkein. If you're chayev for that, you show chayev for worse, even public property. Ella, so the Torah is redundant. The Torah is redundant. Ella, rather, al iske psicha, al iske kriya. Bolo. The Torah is coming to tell me I'm chayev for my involvement. The digging? Of course, it's obvious. If I'm chayev for taking off the sewer cover, I'm for sure chayev for digging the sewer. So what does it mean? It means involvement, even if it's not mine. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're putter in Rosh Hasharabim. You're putter in Rosh Hasharabim. Now, Hanu Mitzrach Tzrichi. Those words of V'chiyivtach Ishbar, V'chiyichwa Ishbar, are needed for the following thing. D'ikasa Rachmona Kiyivtach. Had the Torah only said Kiyivtach, Havamina, I would have thought, Poseachu Desagile B'kisui. If you open it, it's enough to cover it. But Korah, but if you dig a bar, lo sagile b'kisui, kisui is not good enough, ad de toimle. You have to fill it up. I would have thought that. Says the Marsha, why would I think that? Why can't I, why doesn't it fill it back up? I just cover it. As a matter of fact, says the Marsha, if you want to say a Kal v'chomer, then we say dio, then it wouldn't even be, if I just open up a cover, I can seal it back up. Then for sure, if I dig a pit, I have to what? I have to fill the whole thing back up with earth? No. Dayo would say, don't be more machmer. If I take off the sewer cover, I can just replace it. So if I dig a pit, just cover it.
The first thing to bring down is if you uncover.
Right. That's the Marsha's question. What's more talking about? So the Marsha answers, I would have thought you have to redo whatever you did. Take off the cover, put it back. Dig, fill it back up. That's all. I would have thought whatever damage you did, whatever hezek, whatever bar you created, you have to undo it. So if you take off the cover, put a cover back. You dig a 10-foot pit, fill the pit with earth. That's what I would have thought. Says the Torah, that's the Marshal's answer. Says the Torah, no, you're not true. Says Rabbi Akiva, not true. I would have thought that. That's not true. How do I know it's not true? From the Pasuk. V'ikasa Rachmana Kiyichra. Had the Torah only said Kiyichra, Havamina, I would have thought, Kriya hu deboy kisui. Only Kriya, only digging requires a cover. Mishum the oven Maisa, because you mamash did a Maisa. Aval Posea, but if you open up a pit, to love oven Maisa, you didn't even do a Maisa. Ema, I would say, Kisu nami lo boy, also difficult. Havamina, you don't have to cover it back. Kamash Milan, the pasuk says you do. Now, velamayze bar amar Torah kamar Yishmael. What did Yishmael mean when he said this is the bar of the Torah? What he meant was ze bar shapasach bar kasav tchila l'nezakin. This is the pasuk that's mentioned first regarding nezikin. Why? Because the first pasuk says ki yiftach v'ki yichra, and the pasuk continues v'naf al shama shar o chamar. So you see that this act of rishus ha rabim, the act of rishus ha rabim, is directly in the same pasuk talking about a shar falling in. Therefore, that's the classic. That's what the Torah meant to say. That's the classic. Now, meisvei hachofer bor rishus ha rabim. Somebody digs a pit in rishus ha rabim upischol le rishus ha yachid. And the entrance is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Potter, you potter. The Afal P, She'ain or Rishai Lasos came. You're not really allowed to do that. Why? A different reason. Lefi She'ain Osin Cholol Tachas Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We don't want to make a Cholol under the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Make a cavity under the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We're afraid that the street, whatever the street was made out of in those days, is going to collapse. Right? Now, Hachofer Boros Sichit Umoros. If you dig a pit, all different types of pits, a cave, in Rishus Hayachid, upischo l'Rishus Harabim, and the entrance is in Rishus Harabim. Chayev yurchayev. Hachofer boros b'Rishus Hayachid hasmuchu l'Rishus Harabim. If you dig a pit in Rishus Hayachid, right next to Rishus Harabim, kigon elu hachofer in l'ushin, like people dig a pit for foundation. Ushin means pegs to make a foundation. So you really want it for Rishus Hayachid, but it's like right at that border there, where it's not really reasonable to expect somebody can't walk on the tiptoes, they might walk over there, you're potter for that. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, he says, no, you're Chayev, Ad Shiyasa Mechitza. I'm sorry, you have to put up a Mechitza. Oh, or, Ad Shiyachik Mimakom Shiyasa Mechitza 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 Mechitza. You have to make it a distance away, either Arba Tvachim, some change the gear to the Arba Amos, either way. Now, Taima, the whole reason why you're Potter is because the Ulshan, because you're using it for foundation pegs. Why is that an out? Why is that an out? Rashi says, L'Ulshan, you sold foundation, L'Chomas Beis of Alpanei Kol Roch of Abayis Eitzel Roshus Rabim. Potter, V'Hainonami Kichofer Bor Berushusho. It's in your reshus. The isle bailim, the hifki reshuso, the lomati lememar le my boy reshusi, hachanami lomati lememar le loma halacha behemtecha al sfaso, the ha reshus rabbi. In other words, this is my property. I'm not mafker it, I'm not doing anything with it, it's my property. It happens to be, I'm right at the border. Most people don't walk at the border. So therefore, you're putter.
Zoning allows you to put up.
Right, zoning allows you, right, certain setbacks. I'm allowed to build my property. I'm allowed to build up to my property line. It was not normal for people to walk mamash at the edge of the property line. Therefore, anyone who trips over there is going to be you're going to be putter. That's only a heter. So it's a makubal heter by olshin by foundation pegs.
You can't say that.
Right. We don't want to say that. You could say, "What are you doing here?" In other words, you're putter. You're putter. Right. Right, because it's considered Rishus Rabbim. No, but you're putter. You can walk there, but you're putter. You can walk there, but you're putter. Right. Time mode to ocean. Halav ocean. It's not for the ocean factor. Chayev. You'd be chayev. Now, it's a whole cup over here. Hamani. Who's the author of all this? Who does this go like? Bishlom al Rabbah. According to Rabbah, who said that the machlokas is in Rishus HaYachid. Ratio Rabbi Shmuel, the ratio of this brisa could be Rabbi Shmuel, who said that in Rosh Hashanah you are potter. The sefer Rabbi Akiva, and the sefer could be Rabbi Akiva, who said that you're chayv in Rosh Hashanah. That's all; it all fits. Ella, Rabbi Yosef, but according to Rabbi Yosef, who said the machlokas is in Rosh Hashanah, so Bishlam a sefer, the sefer makes sense that said you're chayv in Rosh Hashanah. The viakol that could be everybody. Ella ratio mani, who's the ratio? Lo Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Rabbi Akiva. It's nobody. So that says the Gemara, Amalach Rabbi Akiva, Amalach Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef will answer you. No. Kula, Divya, Kolhi, it's really everybody. For Resha, and the Resha is, you know why you're putter? Because Shalom Hifkir, Velo Rishus, Velo Bor. You weren't mafka anything. You weren't mafka your Rishus, and you weren't mafka your Bor. Then I could say, what are you doing here? Therefore, you're going to be putter. Amar of Ashi, Hashtadu Kinu L'Rabbi Yosef Divri HaKol. Now that we said that Rabbi Yosef holds it to everybody, L'Rabbi Nami, Lo Tekim Nekitanoi. According to Rabbi also, can't we say that it goes according to everybody? Midereisha Rabbi Shmuel, Sefer Nami Rabbi Shmuel. If the Reisha is for sure Rabbi Shmuel, so too is the Sefer. V'tayma, the Olshin. The whole reason is because you have a Heter of Olshin. Halav Olshin, Chayiv. And if not for Olshin, you'd be Chayiv. Kigon, for example, the Arvach Arvuche. You made the pit bigger, the Rishus HaRabim, and then you already went into the Rishus HaRabim. Right, you crossed over the line, you already went into the Rishus HaRabim. And then everyone would agree, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, that you're Chayev. Meisvei, another question. HaChofer Bor B'Rishus HaYachid, if you dig a pit in Rishus HaYachid, or Pesach HaRishus HaRabim, Chayev, you're Chayev. Rishus HaYachid Hasmucha L'Rishus HaRabim. If it's a Rishus HaYachid right next to the Rishus HaRabim, Potter, you're Potter. Bishlama L'Rabba Kula Rishmal Hi. That makes sense. El Rabbi Yosef Bishlama Reisha Rishmal El Seifa Mani. Who can the Seifa be? Lo Rishmal V'Lo Rabbi Akiva. Amalach. The answer is Bechofer L'Ushin V'Tivri HaKol. We could be talking about Ushin. That's an out. That's a heter. According to everybody. Okay. I know that wasn't easy. It's just complicated because so many people, so many shittas. It's Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rishon, Rabbi Akiva. Just remember everything what they said. So if you figure it out, it's not. If you go through it slowly, it's not so hard. But we're running out of time, so we can't go through it slowly. We're saving all the time for the Agadata, right? Tanur Rabbanan. It's to lead us into the Agadata. Hachofer upasach umasa l'rabim. What if somebody digs a pit, and he's a community activist, so he digs a pit. And he makes it into a well, and then he donates it to the community. People that were going being all the regal, he donates it. Potter. You potter. Why? because your mamash gave it to the tzibur. And if somebody falls into that pit, I'm not chayiv. I gave it to the tzibur. It belongs to the tzibur. Not only that, chafar upasach, if you dig a pit, open it, velo masar l'rabim, you don't give it to the public, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Right? Why? It's a barber shes rabim. Barber shes rabim, you're chayiv. If you give it to the tzibur as a gift, right, so the animals walking up to Ol Regel have somewhere to drink, people too, you putter. No, that's not going to be an out. No, you can't do that. If you could do that, then nobody would have a chayiv for bar. Right. And this is the minig of the chunya chofer boros. Tichin umoros sheyachofer uposeach umosel rabim. He used to dig pits and fill them up with water and donate them to the public. When the chacham heard about that, Amru, they said, kiyum zu halacha. He fulfilled this halacha. So the Gemara says, zu halacha v'sula. What? He only did one halacha the whole Torah? No. Ela'ema af halacha zu. Even did halacha. Okay, you know, even did halacha. Of course he did other things. And here we go. Tadar Rabbana. Maisa debito shal nechunya chofer tzichin. There was once a story of Nechunya Chofer Tzichin. This is a famous story. Shenaflo lebar gadol. She fell into a big pit. Bo vahodiyu es Reb Chanina ben Dosa. They came to Reb Chanina ben Dosa, and they told him that Nechunya's daughter fell into a pit. Shari Shona, the first hour, Amalahem, he told them, Shalom. Hello. Shnia Amalahem, Shalom. Second hour, he said, Shalom. Shlishis Amar Lahem, the third time, he said, also, she's already been saved. She's already been saved. Now, the pit was over there, and Rechina Bedosa's house was on the other edge of town. So, I'm going to read the whole story, then we'll talk about it. Amrullah, so the whole townspeople said to the daughter, Mihalich, who took you out of the pit? How did you get out of there? Amrullahem, she said to them, Zachar shel rechelim nizdamin li. There was a ram walking by. Rashi says that means Yitzchak Avinu. V'zakon echad manhigo, and Avram Avinu was leading him along. And they the ones who saved me. Avram and Yitzchak saved me. Amrulo. So the whole townspeople turned to Rechina ben Dosa and say, Navi ata, are you a Navi? Amalahem, he said to them, Lo Navi Anochi, I'm not a Navi, Velo Ben Navi Anochi, I'm not the son of a Navi. By the way, that phrase is a pasuk in Amos. Right? I'm not a Navi, I'm not a son of a Navi. Ella, Kachamarti, I have a rule. Davar she'osa tzadik mitzta'arbo, something that a tzadik is involved in, Yikosha Bolzaro, his children should have a stumble. Says the Chasam Sofer, when Lot, he's medayikin in the psukim. When Lot was being saved from Sodom, says the Chasam Sofer, Lot didn't need Avram Zechusim for the fires of Sodom. You know why? Because Lot's father jumped into the Kivshon, Al Kiddush Hashem. So because he jumped to the, I never heard this word before. He jumped to the Kivshon, even though his motives might not have been so kosher, he's going to see, right, is Hashem really going to save me? But he might say he did it. So how could his son suffer the same fate? Impossible. Son can't suffer the same fate as the father. That's fire. There was also hail. There was also other things. So for that, he needed Avram Zechus. He needed Avram Tefillah, Avram Shem. Bezchus Avram, he was saved. But regarding just the fires, he had his own. How could his son suffer from the fate of his father? Not from the fate of his father. From the tzar, the tzidkus of his father. Right? Haran jumped to the fire. Kiddush Hashem. How could Lot die with a fire? Impossible. I thought that was very interesting. Anyway, Amar Biacha, Afal Pikein, even though that's true, Mace Bino Bitzama. Nechunya's son died in thirst. He died out of thirst. Shenemar, like it says, Usivivav Disaira Ma'od. Malamed, that teaches us, Shakarash Baruchu Medaktik and Sivivav Afilu Kechor Asaira. Hashem is very exacting when it comes to tzaddikim. Very exacting. From the Chunya Omar Mehacha, different pasuk. Kel Narot Pesod Kedoshim Rabba V'Nora Kol Sevivav. Fine.
Who's saying the fathers or the sons?
What?
Who sinned?
No one sinned.
No, I'm saying why he died.
Oh, it could be him. It could be him, or it could be his son.
Yeah,
The point is, we say that somebody who does something for the tzibur, tire, his children can't fall. Toss that question. How could the son die? Okay, so we'll have a few minutes. So Rashi says, unbelievable. Rashi says, who is the tzaddik and who is the lamb? The lamb was Yitzchak, and who was the leader? Avram Avinu. Says the Pnei Yeshua. It's an unbelievable vart. Now, I don't know how to fit into the story really, but here's what he says. He says, once is a gzardin on a person, you can't undo that. How do you undo a gzardin? The only way to undo a gzardin is with tamura, to exchange whatever the gzardin is on something else. That's one of the reasons why in Erev Yom Kippur we do kaparas. In case there's a gzardin, it should be on that chicken, not on me. Right? Tamura. The classic case of tamura was Yitzchak and the lamb. Right? Hashem told Avram, Shefta Yitzchak, no, we'll make it tomorrow. We'll exchange it for that. So that's what's alluding to here. Rabbi Chinan Mendoza, the whole story is, there was a tamura. Who's a tamura? I don't know. Who's a tamura here? I don't know. You know? I just don't know. So that's what Pnei Yeshua says. It can't be Hatzalah without a tamura. Fine. Now, Tosfos asks, so how could the son die? How could the son die? So the daughter couldn't die because he knew if someone's mitzvah for something, no bad could happen. How could the son die? But there are five answers to that question. Tosfos answers, he didn't die from that pit. He didn't die from the pit. That's one answer. The Rif says, just he died from thirst, not from drowning. The exact opposite.
That's what the pit for.
What? I know. The Shitas HaKadmonim says, it's a similar answer. He didn't die from the goof of the pit. The goof of the pit couldn't drown the daughter. But to die from thirst, that's nothing to do with the goof of the pit. That has nothing to do with my digging. Digging the pit has nothing to do with that. Rabbi Shaya quoted in the Shita B'Kabetz that says that the son died after the Chuni had already died. So once the Chuni, the father, died, that protection is no longer here. He's not alive anymore. Then the son died from thirst.
That's contrary to load,
exactly. And Torah Chaim says that the only reason why the daughter was saved was true, that's an issue, might not have been strong enough. Rechinin Medosa was on the scene and he was davening. Okay. Why does Hashem judge so exacting to tzaddikim? Why? Why does he do that? Right? No, anyone have an answer for that? Why? They held a higher standard. Why? So the reason why is because it gives them moral mahava. If they're cleansed greater on smaller mistakes, they get moral mahava. Who says that? That's the Mashal's answer. The Taras Chayim says they live in a world of racham, in a world of din. They live in a world of din. They don't have any rachamim. Why? Olam haba is for rachamim. They live in a world of din. So in a world of din, there's no breaks. Can't catch a break. Everybody else, the average guy, if they live in a world of din, they'd be dropping like flies. So there, Hashem has rachamim for them. So that's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't. No. We still to this day, there's countless explanations to explain what Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong. He was angry, he did. Nobody knows. Because for the average person, he didn't do anything wrong. Right? But he's judged without any rachamim. He's just very exacting. Right? He's very exacting. And therefore, we don't look at it we need a microscope to see that sin. Right? That's exactly the point. I heard once a beautiful mushal, it's like a diamond. The more precious the diamond is, the slight scratches show. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is a diamond. The tiniest infraction is glaring. It's glaring how imperfect it looks now. Right? Everybody else was such imperfect diamonds to begin. Ah, the scratch, big deal. Anyway, the whole thing's imperfect. Right? So that's a mushal. That's Moshe Rabbeinu is a diamond. If the diamonds out there, they're judged. Every imperfection is very, very highlighted. Right? Okay. Shemi Shmuel says, a person's kochos, right, a person's potential, many factors go into a person's potential. His neshama, his birth, his upbringing, his all the things that we know go into a person. Right? All that translates into what is kochos could be. What is avodas Hashem could be. He's judged correspondingly. You hear that? That's an amazing word. You judge correspondingly. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? That's how you judge. So you're Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to be judged like a Moshe Rabbeinu. You're a regular guy in the street. You're judged like a regular guy in the street. Right? That's a shame Shmuel's word. Okay. Next. Also a hard gemara to swallow. Amar Chanina. Kol ha'omer ha'kadosh baruch hu vatran. Anyone who says, Hashem doesn't mind. Hashem's a mevater. Right? Hashem's mevater. Hu yivatru chayav. Yeah, his life will become, Hashem won't mind about that. That's what Hashem won't mind about. Shenemar, like it says, Hatsur, Tamim, Polo, Kichol, Derachav, Mishpat. Right? It's a very, very frightening statement, but it's as true as it can be. Hashem does not, Hashem is very, very exacting. Everything we do is going to be recalled and counted without tshuva. Hashem is very demanding. That there's two conflicting thoughts, there's two conflicting types of gemaras out there. There's this, and then there's the one, Hashem doesn't mind, Hashem, you have these gemaras. Avraham Avinu's not going to let Hashem take anybody into Gehenna. He's going to stand there and not allow it, and Hashem's going to listen to him. You have all these conflicting, I'm not sure how to make them all jive. I myself don't, I don't know how to make them all jive. You have these, it's like two different schools of Musar thought. You are going to burn, and you are going to be, it's a disaster, and then you have Hashem loves you, it's all going to be good, just be a good, you know, you have these two, you have to make a this is a harsh Gemara, right? You think Hashem's Mavater? He's not Mavater with a thing. Right? Tzor, Tom, and Paul, Hashem is perfect, the rock is perfect. There's no room for being lax, there's no room for slacking off. Amar Rabbi Chana, Pitei Rav Shul, Bar Nachmeni, Mai Dixiv, what does it mean? Erech Apayim, double Lashon. Erech Apayim. It should say Erech Af. It says Rav Chesed. What does it say? Rav Chasadim. What's Erech Apayim? Vloks of Erech Af. Erech Apayim. The Tzadikim and the Rishayim. For both. Everybody. Right? What does it mean for the Tzadikim? That in Olam Hazeh, they're judged, so they have a better Olam Haba. And for the Rishayim, just the opposite. He waits because he wants them to do tshuva. Everybody is judged very, very harshly. Tanur Rabbanan. Also, a very difficult story. Lo yisakil adam merishuso l'rishus harabim. A person shouldn't throw stones from his own rishus to the rishus harabim. Why? Because, why not? Because you're going to damage people in the street. Ma'isiv Adam Echad, there was once a story, Shayim Esakal Merishuso L'Rishus Harabim, he was doing that. He was throwing stones from his house out into the street. Umatzo Chasid Echad, some guy comes, right, maybe it's Eliyahu HaNavi, Amalo, and he says to him, Reka, empty one, Bipnei Ma'ata Mesakal B'Rishuso She'enu Shalcha, L'Rishus Shalcha, why are you throwing something from a property that's not yours to a property that is yours? What does that mean? That means is, the Rishus Harabim is always going to be yours. It's always public. It's always going to be public. Rishus HaYachid, tomorrow you're going to sell, it's not going to be yours. So it's not really yours. It's temporary. Right now it's yours. Tomorrow you'll sell it. The next day you'll sell it. It's not going to be yours anymore. The street, always yours. Liglegalov. So the guy laughed at him. Like, what are you talking about? Right, I just gave you the answer. He didn't understand what he meant. So he laughed at this old man. Liyamim, after a while, Nistrach Lamarcha Sadehu. He had to sell his property. He was going to that Rishus Harabim, and he got hurt from those stones. Amar, he said, what an unbelievable thing that Chassid said. Right? Unbelievable that he said that. Okay? One second. What? Says the Dudoe Ruvain. No, one second. Ready for this one? It's the Dudoe Ruvain. Not sure who this is. But Dudoe Ruvain Parshas Bo. I'm going to read it inside because this is a keeper. V'hu musar ha-seichel. This is a musar. Shema she'yesh lo eino shelo l'olam. Avo yesh kan od rayon amuk musar ruchni. You ready? Al yachshov adam shalav lishma rachet tzera ubeso. I only have to watch myself. I only have to care in my own house. Ulusakel avonim me reshuso. And not to throw stones from my house. V'yizrog l'reshut ha-rabim l'reshut ha-chelim. L'reshut ha-chelim. I can't make sure I don't damage, I don't throw my stuff out into the street. V'lo yabit al chinuch bonar ma'acherim. It's not my business what they're doing over there. But the other kid? It's not my business. I have to worry about my house and my stones. The other guy? It's not my business. V'niyachet ha'klal ha'banim al ha'hefker. Everybody else is? They can run hefker. U'b'prat shal shnei b'nei aniyim shehem munachim kehefker b'rishos ha'rabim. But they're already hefker because they're poor. They're always in the street. They've not... V'rak ez beso ubonov yishmar midas roos v'yitzakel avonim reshutso reshutso rabim. Zos osir lasos. Can't do that. You only involve with yourself. Yan shemavara mitzvah shal chinuch abonim l'kla Yisrael. Everybody, it's called Saul Rivendell is there. O takarna l'bonov. Shema klal yiyah mushchatz oz gam bonov af sheyishmarim b'chol shmir tamaylos. Right? L'masof, yikash l'bonosan avonim shazorik l'shutso rabim. They're going to affect your kids. Shabanav Yilmadu Mershus Harabim, Me'achlal, V'yiskalkal HaKlal B'nei Yisrael. Ke'abomoseno Harabim, Lo'a Avos Lomdim Abonim. Nobody teaches their kids. Ela HaKlal, HaRishus Harabim Heim, HaMashpiyam Ala Prat. The Klal, the street, is Mashpiyah on the Prat, on the individual houses. Right? V'im Nachbot L'chanoch HaPrat, if you're fighting that uphill battle, Olein L'chanoch Es HaKlal. We have to teach the Klal. Right? The key to the Prat is the Klal. Right? He's saying something so obvious, but you never would have got it out of this. But you never would have pulled it out of this story. It's an amazing muscle. Right? Amazing. Shahachaveirim yiyu tovim. If the friends are good, oz moa lechanech haprat. That's the best help for the prat. Right? Aval im harishus rabim yiyu bekotzim va'avonim. If the street's full of stones and thorns, oz memela gabarav nechshelim va'osim avonim. Someone's going to fall on them. Ki reshus harabim he harishus hayachid umashpia laprat. Because the reshus harabim is mashpia on the reshus hayachid. The ain lana lasakal mereshus hayachid lereshus harabim. Right? Amazing words. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, we have 5 minutes in this Gemara, which is very hard. But I couldn't pass up that vart. Right? One of the ways to ensure your own families is to worry about everybody else. Yeah, it's not an easy thing. That's a lifetime, but it's difficult. And sometimes it's impossible. But the idea is out there. Okay. Hachofer bor b'rishus harabim. If somebody digs a pit in b'rishus harabim, v'nafal l'soch o'shor v'chamor. This is the partial case. Somebody digs a pit in b'rishus harabim. The edge is in b'rishus harabim. The pit is in b'rishus harabim. Somebody falls in and gets hurt. Chayiv, you're chayiv. Echad hachofer bor siach u'ma'ara. Whether you dig a pit, a bor is a round pit. A siach is a square or rectangular pit, and a ma'ara is a cave. Charitin uneitin. The best way to translate these are one's an upside down triangle and one's a regular triangle. One has a wide opening with a narrow bottom. One has a narrow opening with a wide bottom. Chayev. All these cases are chayev. What's the difference? Im kain lamanem ar bor. So why does the Torah say bor? What kind of question is that? Why does the Torah say bor? The Torah's got to say bor. So what they say? Why does the Torah have to say bor twice? Kiyiftach ish bor. Kiyichma ish bor. Why does it highlight bor twice? Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahametz asara tvachim. Just like a pit can only kill, or normal pits, if it's 10 tfachim, af kol sheyesh bo kedei lahametz asara tfachim. The Rambam says that if hayupchusim asara tfachim v'nafal tach asara chamor v'meis, if it's less than 10 tfachim and somebody, not somebody, an animal falls in there and dies, putter, you're putter. The Rambam says you're putter because it's an ones. That's not a normal thing. That's a freak accident. That shouldn't happen. You're putter. V'im hudak bo, but damage, that yichayev. Hachayev. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Bar, this is hard, because it's hard to figure out this concept. Bar shechayev alav ha-Torah. Bar, that the Torah is the chayev on, is lahavlo. The reason why you're chayev is because the air in the pit is really what did the damage. V'lo lechavto, not the ground. Not the what? Not the impact. Right, it's the air in there that caused the damage, not the impact. Alma, what do you see? Kosovar, he holds. Chavota kaka olamu demaskale. The impact, that's just a grumma maybe, or that's there anyway. That's not the damage. Ushmul Amar. Shmuel says, no, Lahavlo, the Hevel, the air, Vikoshke Lachavto, and for sure the impact. Vim Tomar, and you want to tell me Lachavto Amar Torah Velo Lahavlo? Not only the impact and not the air? That can't be, because the Torah says, Al Habor, that a pit, Fafula Molisiv Gona Shal Temer. What if you put a bunch of, the whole bottom of the pit is full of cotton? Nice, fluffy cotton. And so animal falls in and gets hurt. What, you putter? Of course you're not putter. Obviously, it's a combination of both. My binayhu, what's the difference between the two of them? Right? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. Ikir binayhu, the difference is, the other gavor b'shus rabim. You have a height, an incline in b'shus rabim. It's not a pit. It's just an incline. L'rav agova lo mechayev. You're not chayev for that. Why? There's no air. L'shmuel agova nami mechayev. Shmuel, you're going to be chayev. Look at the Rashi of my binayhu. Look at the Rashi of my binayhu. See the Rashi of my binayhu? Right? Michti. Heicha demitz bo. When the animal dies, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel chayev. Of course you're going to be chayev. Why? Vafilu nikvas kreso. Even if its stomach got hurt, O nishbra mafrakt, or its neck got broken, mechayev nami rav. Rav says you're going to be chayev on that. Why? What's the air have to do with that? The ikul lemeimar havla nami katlase. The air also killed it. Says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. What's Rashi talking about? It fell into a pit, cracked its neck. What's the air have to do with it? So that's because the problem with Rashi is bothered. What do you mean my benayhu? What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? There's a huge difference. What if an animal falls in and cracks its head? Says Rashi, no, you're chayev for that according to Rav. Why? The air also killed it. So what's the case? Are you going to be putter? You fall off an incline without a pit. There's no air. So there's been a parrot. What's Rashi talking about? He comes up with an answer which is a terribly doha. He says, if not for the air, the animal wouldn't have cracked its neck. That's what Rashi says. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know. Rashi's extremely difficult. I know why Rashi's driving. He's trying to explain what's the Mai Benayhu. What do you mean Mai Benayhu? I come up with 1,000 cases. Mai Benayhu between Rav and Shmuel? Yeah. So it fell in and hurt itself. According to Rav, you putter. According to Shmuel, you chayev. When would Rav say you chayev? You fell in there and you choked and couldn't breathe, got hurt. Then Rav says you chayev. So the Gemara has to come up with a case. No, outdoors. An outdoor fall. Right? There's no air. You're outdoors. Shmuel says he's still chayev. Why? Had an impact. Okay, we'll do one more minute. My time at the Rav, what's Rav's reason? The Amar Kod says, V'nafal. It says, V'nafal. Ad sheyipol derech nefila. You have to fall derech nefila, meaning because of the air. Shmuel, no, V'nafal kol dehu, mashma. Anyway, you fall. Tanan. Im kei, lama nemar bor. The one is a single out bor. Ma bor, sheish mokadei lahomet zahar tvachim. Af kol sheish mokadei lahomet zahar tvachim. Now, bishlom al Shmuel, af kol lasui gavoa. Af means to include falling from a height without a pit. El larav af kol lasuye mai. What is af kol to include? Lasuye charitzen uni itzen. It comes to include these funny shaped pits. So the Gemara says charitzen uni itzen behedik tani lutz. It's in the Farish in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says yes. Tani v'hadam afarish. Yes, it's mentioned. Now Rav's explaining the Mishnah. Pahani kulu deketani lamali. Why are all these in the Mishnah? I need so many cases of bar. So the Gemara says tzricha. The itan of bar. Had it only said bar hav mean, I would have thought bar atzara hu de itzbe havla v'shub de katan v'chricha. A pit is narrow and circular. I would have thought the air in there is no good. That would cause damage. Av siach, but a siach, the aruch, which is rectangular, ematsaro, less lehavla. You don't need 10 for that. You need more than that. It's more open. The eton of siach, if it only would have said siach, I would have thought siach asaro, who dis behavla, it's still bishum de katan. It's still narrow. Av ma'ara, but a cave, dimirava, that's very wide, ematsaro, less buhavla. Maybe with 10 tvachim, there is no problem of air. V'itani maro havamina maro basaru hudis v'havla mishum demetala. It's still covered, a pit. Ava charitin, but a upside down triangle, which is so open, or a regular triangle, dola metale, ema asaru less buhavla. V'itana charitin havamina thought charitin asaru hudis v'havla mishum de less buhu rivcha, lumila el. It doesn't tfei mitatoi. It's wider on top than on the bottom. Avon the itzin the vivichi meleel tfei mitatoi, but an upside down triangle which is more open on top than on the bottom. Less bu havla. Maybe I would say there's no issue of havla over there. Why? 10 tvachim is not enough of stinky air to make damage. Kamash b'lan, none of that's true. Okay, again, it wasn't so easy. That Rashi there is a bomb. And we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
So you don't like sure, right?
I think so.
The impact of article answers Rashi's question. The reason